Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 8:12. We are joined this morning by Minnesota's 6th District Congressman, Tom Emmer. And Congressman Emmer, good morning. Hey, thanks for your time here on WCCO. Just out this morning, a number of different polls on the first year of the Trump administration, and 38% of the people surveyed in the poll said he was doing a good job, compared to 50% approval for President Obama and a whopping 82% approval for President George W. Bush after their first years in office, coming here after 9/11, of course, for George Bush. How would you assess the first year in office for President Trump?
As far as his agenda, I think the administration's agenda, they are doing very well. Obviously, they've rolled back an incredible amount of onerous and, frankly, economic obstacle regulation, and the economy showed it before December. I mean, we had gone from just a year earlier, John, at the end of the Obama administration, we had growth in this country of less than 2%. It was 1.9%. In the first year under the new administration, before the tax reform bill was passed last month and signed, the growth had already gone over 3%. I think we'd hit 3.3%. And then, of course, the signature legislative accomplishment would be the major tax reform bill that was passed at the end of December. For the first time in 30 years, three decades, a major tax reform bill that, quite frankly, you can see what it's done already. You've got some 2 million people in this country have already received bonuses of something around $1,000 from their employers. You saw Apple yesterday or today is making an announcement of billions of dollars of investment they're going to make in the United States over the next 5 years. This will add to the economic growth that we already experienced on the first year of the new administration. So I think if you're basing it on that, it gets a passing grade, and we'll see how how our economy grows as we move forward.
Let me ask this one, Congressman Emmer. You announced yesterday that you were going to seek re-election in the 6th District for 2018. Did you ever consider one of those Senate seats that are coming up for vote in Minnesota this coming election?
Well, actually, over the past several months, as you might expect, John, you get people that come up and ask you, you know, please run for this or please run for that. And did I ever consider it? Absolutely. You have to figure out what are you called to do when it comes to public service. But for me, I've been so focused on this job and what it means not only for the people that I work for in Minnesota's 6th congressional district and in Minnesota, but also what it means to the people that are going to run for those positions, because I think we have Republicans have a great chance in 2018 of actually picking up U.S. Senate seats and picking up seats in Congress, not to mention protecting the Republican majority of the Minnesota House and electing a Republican governor.
Another question, as we watch the television news, if you watch the 24-hour news channels, you see these stories, the countdown to shutdown. You're short of the votes supposedly needed to avoid this government shutdown. Where do we stand at this hour?
Well, I think it's going to pass tomorrow. Obviously, you can't predict anything with absolute certainty when people are involved, John, as you know. Does it mean everybody in Congress is getting along and they're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's? No. Doing this stuff can be an ugly business. When it comes to the budget, John, the House, the United States House of Representatives, passed all 12 appropriations bills last September. We passed everything for the first time in 2006 and sent it over to the Senate. We've made huge strides when it comes to getting this thing done, and yet here we are looking at another continuing resolution. This would be the fourth one, In my opinion, this is no way to operate this place. But what we have is the opposition party today is saying that they'd prefer to not fund our military. They'd prefer to not do the things that we have to do to keep this country safe and secure unless they get their way on an issue that, quite frankly, doesn't need to be solved tomorrow. It does need to be solved, and that's the deferred action issue, more commonly referred to as DACA. So I think it's going to get done tomorrow because I think cooler heads will prevail. And I also think a little of the hyper sensitivity about it, the countdown to shutdown, cute statements like that are being driven by a national news media that, quite frankly, has to have content that drives people to listen and watch. And you do that by driving this division, apparently.
Before I run off the clock with you this morning, Congressman, I want to ask this question. Vikings and Eagles. The NFC Divisional Championship here. The it's all down to this. Give me your prediction. Give me your score for the game.
I think the Vikings win by probably somewhere 3 to 6 points. This is going to be a really tough game, obviously. The Eagles have a great defense as well. You remember this. You know, Sunday night, last Sunday night was amazing because for a guy who grew up in Minnesota, my folks went to all four of the Super Bowls, and it's one of those things, 1975, right? Do you remember the best Vikings team ever, and that quarterback from Dallas threw that ball up in the air, and then a guy named Drew Pearson shoved Nate right to the ground, and there was no flag, and we lost. If you think about it, it's been 40 years plus, and ever since, we were never on the right side of a miracle until the other night, and God bless the Case Keenum and Stephon Diggs and those guys. Hopefully they have they've taken that monkey off our back, and Minnesota can be the first team to actually host a Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be. Congressman Emmer, speaking like a fan, not necessarily a political commentary here. So, hey,
or an expert.
Or an expert. Thanks so much for the conversation, sir. We'll talk to you again.
Have a great day, John. Enjoy the warmth.
Indeed. It is 8:18 here, WCCO. Let's get right to the WCCO Traffic Center. Susan Carr joining us. What's going on, Susan?
Well, John, it's now a 12-minute ride on 494 southbound. This is between 394 and 212. This report brought to you by CenterPoint Energy's Home Service Plus. We still have delays due to this crash out there on the right shoulder of 94 eastbound at LaSalle Avenue. The accident on 494 westbound at Xerxes Avenue, that one is cleared, but we have another accident, this one on Highway 10 westbound, just east of County Road J. CenterPoint Energy's Home Service Plus, your home comfort solution for appliance needs. Maintain, repair, and replace. Center